You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Every year, thousands of people flock to the border of Lebanon and Lancaster counties to watch the annual snow geese migration. WITF's Jeremy Long reports on what it's like to witness tens of thousands of birds taking flight at once.
Anita Flores is staring in amazement. Tens of thousands of snow geese are taking flight at once, and she's one of the dozens of people taking it all in. Every year, more than 100,000 snow geese make a stop at Middle Creek Wildlife Management Area on their journey back north. It's on the border of Lebanon and Lancaster counties. The waterfowl aren't the only ones who make the trek here each year. By the hundreds, photographers, wildlife enthusiasts, and people make their way to Middle Creek. They just want to watch and share a unique experience as the snow-white birds with black tipped wings take off.
I want to see them take off at sunrise. I've never been here before.
Flores and her family got up at 3:30 in the morning to make the hour drive from Northampton County to Middle Creek. Having never watched the migration in person before, the sights and sounds made it all worthwhile.
It's just so emotional. It's like breathtaking. And then you see the pairs, because you know they mate for life. And so many right against the sunset, a sunrise. It's beautiful.
Environmental education specialist Brant Portner is on hand too. He says the management area is an important stop on the journey for the snow geese.
Middle Creek's really important just because it's a large body of water. It can be easily seen. It's in a valley, you know, it's not up on a mountain, and it's sort of right along their way. So over the years, more and more snow geese have been coming along here.
For him, it's almost the perfect spot for the birds to stop, rest, and refuel before continuing north.
It just works out well that it's nestled within all these farm fields, which they can go out to during the day, feed on a lot of corn or winter wheat growing in the surrounding fields. So it's just ideal habitat for a large amount of snow geese.
Weather plays a large factor in when and how many of the birds spend their time in Middle Creek.
There's snow geese flying over constantly, and if they look down and they see ice on the water or snow over the fields, they're not going to stop because they can't feed. They can't really roost on the water overnight. Now, it also affects their movement northward, because if they're here on Middle Creek because things have thawed out, but things to the north are still frozen, they're going to keep turning around and coming back to Middle Creek. So that's why it kind of backs up with snow geese here. And then eventually, once that thaws out, the next major stopover is sort of the Finger Lakes area.
A pair of photographers have taken positions to get the best shots. Bruce Stakely from Delaware and his friend Steve Rockoff from New Jersey plan to spend a couple days and nights photographing the scene. Bruce has been photographing the migration for years.
Probably my favorite two pictures down here were one shooting straight across here with the dark background and just thousands of white geese in the frame, and then another sunrise picture here with a red sky behind and a sky full of geese.
His stories inspired Steve to come along this year.
Him telling me that there'd be some really good shots. I mean, when they all take off, like last night, it's just unbelievable. It's a beautiful sight.
Bruce and Steve carry their cameras and tripods back the half-mile paved path to a viewing area called Willow Point. They, along with dozens of other photographers, move to a clearing a few hundred yards away from the thousands of snow geese sitting on the lake. They set up their tripod, attach their camera, and look through the viewfinder. Their lenses are pointed towards the lake, trained on the tens of thousands of snow-white birds. Just waiting. The sun begins to rise above the horizon. Then it happens. Tens of thousands of snow geese take flight at once. The overcast sky is filled with the snow-white geese as they fly over the dozens of people standing in the clearing.
When I'm down there at Willow Point and they all take off in unison, just hearing the crowd sort of gasp or yell even is sort of a magical experience for me. And seeing all those young kids see that for the first time and really get some inspiration from nature.
As the last group of birds take flight and head north, the people gathered in the small clearing begin to make the trek back to their cars. Like the birds, many will be back next year when the winter ice begins to thaw.
Jeremy Long, WITF News, Stevens, Lancaster County.